AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Another round of strong storms is moving across the country's midsection. Patrick Marsh at the Storm Prediction Center says there's been a potentially destructive tornado moving through central Oklahoma.
It appears that at least one tornado is currently ongoing across portions of southwest Oklahoma. Just moved into Oklahoma from northwest Texas, approaching the town of Tipton, Oklahoma.
A twister was also reported near the town of Elmer. American commandos have killed a top Islamic State militant in Syria.
It was a rare raid into Syria, just the second time American forces have carried out a ground operation there since the U.S.-led coalition began airstrikes last fall. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says special operations forces moved into eastern Syria to capture a man he identified as Abu Sayyaf, a senior commander in charge of the Islamic State group's oil fields. Carter says Sayyaf was killed when he engaged the troops. Sayyaf's wife was captured. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kentucky Derby winner American Pharoah has a shot at winning the Triple Crown this year, now that the horse has won today's Preakness in Baltimore. Courtesy NBC Sports, here's race announcer Larry Culmus calling the end of the race.
American Pharoah is all by himself. He is five lengths in front as they come to the wire. And American Pharoah and Victor Espinosa have won the Preakness over Taliburb.
The third leg of the Triple Crown is the Belmont Stakes 3 weeks from now in New York. The keynote speaker at what is likely the last commencement exercise at Sweetbriar College in Virginia has criticized the closing of the 114-year-old women's school. Leaders of the 530-student college cited insurmountable financial challenges. This is AP Radio News. Geek is chic at the 26th Motor City Comic-Con near Detroit.
If you like that sound, you may be a geek, which is chic at this weekend's Motor City Comic-Con in suburban Detroit.
People can come here and dress up in costume and enjoy it and have fun.
Michael Goldman, owner of Motor City Comics and Conventions. Among the celebrities on hand, the Karate Kid's Ralph Macchio, who enjoys his fans.
You have the women in their 40s who at 12 had a picture up on their wall or whatever, and you have the little kids that... The kids make it. The kids make this whole thing. And then you got all the geeky people that are just like, dude!
50,000 are expected at the weekend pop culture extravaganza. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Vienna has once again hosted the 23rd Life Ball, which raises money for AIDS and HIV research. It's a big charity event in Europe. Among the celebrities there this year, actors Charlize Theron and Sean Penn. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.